Namaskar, this is Saurabh Jain and you are listening to My Digital Talk Show.
Namaskar, do you make proposals for your clients to pitch them for digital marketing? Then this video is for you. Well, I'm going to share with you three amazing tips that will help you win the client. Number one, hurt their ego. So what do you do in this process? You figure out all the mistakes that they have been doing on their digital strategies. You figure out the errors in the website. You figure out the errors in their SEO strategy. You do a complete analysis of the website. You do figure out the mistakes in their social media strategy and you tell them what can be better. Now at this point of time, they might agree, they might disagree. Now you instill fear. And how do you instill fear? All that you do in the process, you analyze their competitors. Figure out top five competitors and let them know what they have been doing. Now, you look into their websites, you look into their SEO, tell them what their domain authorities are like, what keywords they are ranking for, what could possibly be their expected traffic. Tell them at this point of time what kind of followers they have, how many numbers, like what's the number basically. So how many people follow them, that matters a lot. Figure out what kind of content strategies that they have been doing. Show them some creatives that you believe is very inspiring or very, very creative. This is when they start listening to you very seriously. The third thing that you do is you add value into the process. Now, when I say value, I'm not talking about deliverables here. I'm not saying, hey, this is what we're gonna do on Facebook. This is what we're gonna do on Twitter. No, don't tell them those XYZ deliverables, how many posts, what's the cost, not this. You now need to tell them how can you actually help them. While you do this, you create a content bucket. They get inspired looking at it. That's number one. Second important thing that you need to do in this process is you figure out goals for them. You tell them, look, you have about zero followers right now. We can help you achieve 10,000 followers in this duration and this would be the cost, which makes it very clear that you have clarity on your mind. How can you help? This point of time, start giving case studies or references of clients that you have worked with so that they can understand that it's just not knowledge, but it's also the experience that is talking in this entire process. So give them some case studies. Besides this, if you can give them a campaign idea, nothing like it. The most important thing here is that clarity of goals and the journey of the customer with you is very, very important. Last but not the least is the budgeting up there. So if you have clarity in budgeting, sometimes you might want to say, I will get back to you because you know that the client is really interested and you might want to tweak and give them more numbers because in conversations you've realized that way. At times you might want to throw open numbers right there. So give them option A and option B. Tell them if you invest this much, this is what you achieve. If you invest this much, this is what you achieve. So you give two different models for them to pick one from. And sometimes they will always go with the least one. So when you give the least one, you have to give them the number which you believe is basically good enough for you and cheaper for them in comparison to the other number, in comparison to the other number that you have showcased them. So these are three important tips, which is very important for you as a digital marketer when you're trying to make your proposal. If you guys love my content, do not forget to tag your friend in the comment section. Do not forget to subscribe to my channel and stay tuned for more. Dhanyawad.